Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse 12, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Two thoughts here. One is that no man has seen God at any time. So another red flag for these false teachers and all is anytime that they're telling you about how they've seen God, you pump the brakes on it real fast and you run the other way. Because whatever's coming next is trouble, I promise you. The Bible says that no man has seen God at any time. Quite literally, let's move on. Okay. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us and his love is perfected in us. I love this thought, that word perfected. It's made whole, it's made complete, it's fulfilling its purpose. That's what it's saying here, that maturity, it's coming to growth to the point that it was meant to be. Kind of how you'll bake a pie or something to perfection. There's a certain point you're trying to get it to, it's got to go through a lot before it hits that point. That's the thought here of the love. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Literally that recipe there, that God's love's trickling down from heaven above through Jesus Christ, and on that cross displaying that love, and that blood trickling down to cover our sins, and then the Holy Spirit residing in us, all this through that love, all that recipe, all that preparation, why? So that we might love one another. When we do that, that love of God is perfected in us. Just to stop and consider what an awesome opportunity and an awesome privilege it is to be used as a vessel for the perfection of God's love. When he said, behold, what manner of love the Father's bestowed upon us, when we just can't even fathom the awesome depth and just, it's immeasurable, the love of God for each and every one of us. And he chooses to use us as a vessel to make that love complete and to make it perfect, to let it have that perfect work in us. And so I don't know if that tickles you, but to me, that thought that God uses us, imperfect people, to perfect his love because we get it from him and we share it with others, it should change the way we act. It really should. It should change the way that we think. All right, verse number 13. Hereby we know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Again, we talked about this earlier, that no matter what, you know that you are God's. You can claim him as your own because his Spirit resides within you. And nobody and nothing can take that away. There's another preacher here we were doing, it was during a revival. And we were talking about a few things, and it wasn't the time to get into deep theological discussion or anything. Services are about to start, that kind of thing. But he had made a mention to me about something. And he'd said, of course, a red flag gone up. But he said, a believer can divorce God. And I said, I got to get services started. You know, it's 6 o'clock, we got to get going, 7 o'clock. But listen, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And here's the issue with that. One, I didn't have time for him to explain where he was coming from. He was probably had two trains of thought. One would have been about that bridegroom, that we're saved, but we can be divorced from God. And I'm sure his thinking there is that the whole church or the whole body of believers or whatever terminology he might would use is the bride of Christ. And you can remove yourself from it, so to speak, that kind of a thing. But there's qualifications to be in the bride. We're not automatically assigned that role. That is something that is earned. That is not something that's freely given. And also, how can we be divorced if we're not married yet? So that's the other kind of weird thing with that train of thought. The other way that I thought, I'm trying to kind of justify, see where he's coming from. The other way he might have been approaching it, which is probably what I would be thinking, is that a believer can be so backsliding. And because there's people that'll teach this, they'd be so backsliding, so turned their back on God, that they can literally say, I don't want the salvation anymore. And they sever ties, so to speak, and they'll lose their salvation. I'm sure that's probably the train of thought that he was coming from, because we had talked some about backsliding and some other things. And so when he said a believer could divorce God, that would be my guess. I'm here to tell you that couldn't be farther from the truth. How do you know that? How can we not lose our salvation? Well, we read earlier today in 1 Peter about that incorruptible seed. What does that mean? God's put it there and nothing can spoil it or ruin it. Not you and not I. If I could mess it up, it's not incorruptible. It can be tainted. And that would make God a liar. So, if you are one of His and His Spirit resides in you, it doesn't matter what you do, that seed is signed, sealed, and saved and promised to be, you're a child of God. Nothing will take it away. You have a place in heaven. Now, what will happen a lot of times is people that will stray real far and turn their back on the Lord. Well, many times they had all the knowledge and all the steps they needed in their walk with Christ, but the Spirit never resided within them. They had the head knowledge and they knew how to behave, but they were never saved in the first place. They never had the Spirit dwelling within them. But let's make it clear. If you are born again, and you've been placed into the family of God, Scripture has, there's no room for argument. A seed's been placed in you. It's incorruptible. That means you can't touch it. I can't touch it. The world can't touch it. The devil can't mess with it. It's a done deal. Now and forever. And I praise God for that. And He says, we know that we dwell in Him and He in us because He hath given us of His Spirit. We can always take assurance knowing no matter where we find ourselves in our life, the Spirit of God dwells within us, wooing us and trying to draw us back into the will of the Father. Verse 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. What are we doing with all of this information? We have His Spirit as evidence. All of this points to a testimony. We're a witness. We have evidence. Well, we're supposed to testify what we know. And what does John say that they're testifying? We've seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. That right there is your stepping stone, your diving board, whatever you want to think of it as, into sharing the gospel with others. That's it. That God sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. And you just tell them what He's done for you. That His Spirit resides in you and the change He's made in your life. We're just a witness. We don't have to come up with mystical reasonings for these or be able to answer all of their tough questions that they may have, these kind of things. We're just to tell them what we know. And if we find something that we don't know how to answer, best thing you can do, I don't know. Let me tell you what I do know. God sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. That means for you, and that means for me. Whosoever, verse 15, shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. That's why Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes unto the Father but by him. And we're going to circle back around to this because it ties in with some other scripture that people kind of get tripped up on and everything. But it all hinges on that. The importance of Jesus Christ in our life as our Lord and Savior because of the payment that He made for our sins. His love should reside within us. Look in verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. Again, God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. We've already talked about this, and here's your scripture for it right there. Herein is our love made perfect. Again, the thought that this recipe, there's some things going on and it has a completed cycle. How is it made perfect? Yes. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.